play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
From St. Anthony High School in Effingham, we made tell you we're burning a spot in the highway heading over to this part of the state here recently with the girls team down here in Charleston, just to the north of here for three games over the holidays, and now back down here for a shootout.
That's right, and made pretty good time today. Ran into a couple of snowflakes, but all in all, the sun's back out here in Effingham. And this gymnasium is, I like it. They've got some windows on one side, so it's nice and bright in here. And the Streaks hoping to light things up a little bit and bounce back and break their two-game losing streak that they had at the end of the Taylorville tournament.
Which Coach Mike Reynolds was none too happy about, as we recapped and you heard in the pregame show, talking about the team focusing on defense since that game just over a week ago, and well, the two games, actually, the loss to Rantoul and then the loss to Taylorville and what was the championship game of that tournament. Speaking of things that are happening in this part of the state, there's quite something happening just up the road on I-57 here in Champaign, where Illinois had a 12-point lead over number 8 Ohio State at halftime, opened up the second half on an 11-0 run, and now lead the Buckeyes 50-28. Just unbelievable what's happening at the Assembly Hall. The roof must be caving in down there. I would anticipate there's so much energy there right now.
Yeah, especially after that very disappointing loss to Purdue the other night. This was just what the doctor ordered, as long as Illinois can hold on.
Here, Perspectives will wear the road maroon jersey, Silver Streaks wearing the home white. Ryan Carl is in the midcourt circle with 6'8 Terrence Sardin of Perspectives, and the Warriors win the tip. Brandon Taylor into the hands of Sule Hill, a 5'8 senior who will lead the break across midcourt. The Warriors start five seniors here in this game this afternoon. Silver Streaks will go with the same starting five. We'll set that for you on their first offensive possession. Galesburg comes out in a man defense at the top of the circle. Green works his way left just inside the high post, pulls up, and hits the deck as he comes down with the shot. So it'll be a two-shot foul as it rimmed off. So 24 seconds into the game, Carson Cheeseman gets called for a push foul, joining freshman Ethan Meeker, senior Trevon Diggins in the backcourt, sophomore Grant Gibson and Ryan Carl, the senior, in the front court for Galesburg.
Not sure that Green gets to the free throw line if he doesn't fall there. I thought he did a little acting job. Carson got a little body, I think, so he touched him, but Green did a nice job of convincing the officials it was a bigger foul than it was, as he hits the first free throw, and another on the way for Chicago Perspectives, a school that I had not even heard of until we saw the schedule this year. We'd heard of Anthony Davis, but I wasn't familiar with that being his school.
On the inbounds, the Warriors put on the full court press. Trevon Diggins brings it across midcourt, leading the break at the free throw line, gives off to Ryan Carl, riding in from the right side, and dragged his pivot foot with him. Streaks turn it over on their first offensive possession. Third game of this shootout here. There was a girls game earlier at 11 o'clock, right before the Galesburg game here. Went back to the boys schedule as Robinson defeated Madison 68-54. Driving in from the left side, cut off. Sule Hill brings it back out. Top of the circle, right side it goes to Brandon Taylor. Now between the circles, it is Hill with the dribble, working his way right. Now cut off by Meeker, dribbles it back left. On the wing it goes to Brandon Taylor, the 6'1 senior, inlet pass knocked out of bounds by Grant Gibson.
Now, Perspectives, looks to be a pretty good matchup for us. I'm very happy that they didn't match us with Robinson down here, because they looked outstanding in that opening game. Big and strong and a great guard. Watch for them in the state playoffs.
Deflected pass on the inbound goes right to Green for the Warriors. Pass on the right side, fake right, driving left. Taylor in the lane, threw it away out of bounds.
Caught a break there. Taylor was all alone. He was probably going to hammer that ball down. The 6'8 center probably could have tore the rim off. He was open enough, but didn't have the hands to hold on to it.
Full court press by the Warriors. Cheeseman in the backcourt, up court to Grant Gibson. Juggled it as he came down with it, lost it out of bounds. Streaks turn it over.
You don't see that very often. We often talk about how good a set of hands that Grant Gibson has, and that wasn't really even that tough of a pass to handle, but it seemed like he was looking across the court and didn't look the ball into his hands and cost him a turnover.
2-0, Perspectives with the early lead. We're just a minute into the game. Lob on the interior. Streaks lost him on the backside. Ryan Carl recovers. Good defense. Forces the miss. And Grant Gibson comes up with a rebound.
Yeah, at this point, it looks like Sardin is 6'8", but his skills prevent him from dominating. And we've got another turnover. 3 in a row for Gels. We haven't taken a shot yet, for crying out loud.
Nope. Trevon Diggins on the dribble on the sideline. Got a little bump from the backside, a little help from Greg James Jr. And looked like either Trevon dribbled it or maybe his toe sneaked onto the sideline. So 3 turnovers on the Streaks, who trail 2-0 here in the early going at the Effingham St. Anthony shootout. On the outside, Hill with the dribble. Hands off to Green on the right side. Works his way left. Lobs it to the inside to Sardin. Trying to duck underneath Ryan Carl, posting up, just lobs up a left-handed, I guess that you call that a hook shot. And Grant Gibson comes down with a rebound. I don't really know what that was. Here's Gibson across midcourt on the dribble to the high post, pulls up, lost it on the way up, and the Streaks turn it over again.
Unbelievable. Well, we've worked on our defense all week. I think we forgot about the offense here, guys.
Pull-up jumper, right side 3 for Green, drains it. He has all 5 of the Perspectives points, and the Warriors lead 5-0. Full court pressure again. On the baseline, Cheeseman gets it into Diggins. Trevon in the backcourt gives it back to Cheeseman, and he'll bring it across midcourt. Warriors settle back into the half-court defense. Cheeseman on the dribble to the right side. To the arc it goes to Diggins. Top of the arc. Carl now left side over to Cheeseman. Looking on the inside, bounces it into Diggins, or Gibson rather, back out to Ethan Meeker. Steps inside the top of the circle, dribbles it back out, picks up his dribble, needs help, gets it over to Gibson on the left side. Streaks still haven't taken a shot in this game. We played almost 3 minutes. Diggins at the volleyball line. Hands off to Carl. Working his way right in front of the Perspectives bench. Now hands off to Meeker. Top of the circle, Gibson covered up briefly. They definitely have scouted him as he got double-teamed in the lane. Meeker cut off. Gets it back out to Cheeseman. Now Gibson spinning at the free throw line. Passes it away. Called for traveling.
5 possessions, 5 turnovers. And that one was strictly the Perspectives defense. These guys are quick. You get the ball, you think you're going to line up a shot, and they're right out there on you. So we're going to have tremendous ball movement to be able to get many opportunities in this game unless we can wear Perspectives down.
Coach Mike Reynolds says he didn't get much sleep last night. He felt terrible. He is feeling physical sickness. It was a long ride down here for him, too, 3 hours. And the way this game has started is not going to help that go away. Down 5-0, Perspectives with the ball. Warriors on the dribble on the outside. Green trying to cross over on Gibson. Dumps it off right side, and a reach-in foul called on the floor against Galesburg will be their second team foul. So 2 team fouls, 5 turnovers, no shots, no points. Down 5. 4:24 to go first quarter. Joe Williams, Marcus Ross into the game for the Silver Streaks.
Mike Reynolds just looking for somebody that can give him a little punch on the offensive end. And a lot of times Joe Williams has that answer off the bench, at least for a couple of possessions. He never has a huge game, but it seems like a lot of times he'll come in and make a couple of shots early.
And give you a big defensive lift as well.
Sure.
On the left side, faking, Taylor steps into the line, kicks it back out, and the jumper goes down for Greg James. Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout, now trailing 7-0, nearly halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds has to shed the coats halfway through the first quarter here. I don't know that he feels well enough, as you mentioned, not having a good night to really bark at these guys, but he's trying to muster up enough energy to say, you know, probably I'll get a shot off or two here. 7-0, we trail. I don't know that we've ever started this bad. 5 turnovers and 5 possessions.
Yeah, I think this is gut check time for the team right now. He pulled the clipboard out, but then just kind of put it down to the side. I saw him point up to the scoreboard, and he looked at the team. And it was clear he asked a question and then just waited for somebody to respond. And it was a good 15 seconds in that timeout where they all just kind of looked at him and nobody had anything to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just a whole different level of competition. Taylorville and Rantoul were good, but they weren't this long and they weren't as good defensively. So we're trying to adjust to that.
So the Streaks break the full court press. Marcus Ross tries to feed it through the lane along the baseline, and it gets knocked out of bounds. Apparently last touch by Grant Gibson, so that's 6 possessions and 6 turnovers now.
In all the games I have done and seen, I don't think I've ever seen a team have 6 consecutive turnovers without getting a shot. This is really rare.
We're halfway through the first quarter. Galesburg lucky maybe to be down only 9-0 as the feed goes into Terrence Sardin, and he banks it in. Meanwhile, Illinois continues to lead Ohio State by 22 at the Assembly Hall, 53-31. Tyson Parks will check in for Galesburg as it looks like Mike Reynolds is already going to look for that combination. Somebody who can make something happen for him here in the early going. There's a brief opening pull-up jumper by Williams from the baseline, and the Streaks are shooting 100%.
There's that man Joe coming in off the bench, giving us a lift, and just anything on the scoreboard was welcome right there.
First shot down for Galesburg. It took him over 4 minutes into this first quarter even to get off a shot. Now here's a three-pointer and an air ball on the right side by Green. Grant Gibson chases down the weak side rebound, his third board of the game. Diggins with it. Gibson on the outside, right side, Meeker. On the wing, skips it back up top to Williams. Steps inside the lane, got cut off defensively, gets it out to Meeker, top of the circle, Gibson. Nothing doing there, hands off to Diggins to play the point. On the outside, Marcus Ross comes out for it. Gets it right side over to Williams. Tried the pick and roll, and now a foul call. A little bump on the outside. Taylor coming out as the feed went out to Gibson near half court. First foul of the game on the Warriors. Into the game, Tyson Parks for Galesburg as Ross sits down.
A good thing Joe Williams able to throw the ball to the outside of Grant Gibson. If he throws that right at him or to the inside, that's a turnover and probably 2 points the other way. But by throwing it to the outside arm away from the defender, it forced the foul.
Ooh, tough pass by Meeker on the inbounds. Does find Diggins, who just quickness alone, I think, got him there before three perspectives defenders. On the outside, Gibson on the wing. 2:40 to go first quarter. Galesburg down seven. Gibson driving. Gets a one hand up and in off the glass. Streaks cut the deficit now down 9-4.
Heck of a move by Gibson. Good ball handling. Crossed over on the dribble and then went inside. That's a scorer right there.
Brandon Taylor on the dribble. On the outside between the circles. Draws a double team. Then they break off and he feeds in all the way from the right side. And gets fouled for a chance at a couple free throws here.
Well, the good news is I don't think Perspectives is that good that we can't come back from a 9-0 deficit to start the game. But likewise, I don't think we're going to put up 60 or 70 either because their defense is really solid. We're going to have to win, I would think, a game maybe played in the 40s or 50s here this afternoon at best.
Tyson Parks called for the foul on Brandon Taylor driving in to the basket from the right side. He misses the first free throw. Galesburg down 9-4, third team foul on the Streaks, 2:24 to go first quarter.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL reminding you, local performers present from Broadway to Hollywood, a night of music from the movies. On Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, at the Beanhive Coffee House on Simmons. Cabaret music, just $5 at the door. For more details, click on WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Crady. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
We're having a minor difficulty with our technology here for the Galesburg boys basketball game. Right now, the boys are down 17-4, and we will resume the game here shortly.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. Put on your trivia cap for the United Way Trivia Night at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Saturday the 12th. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. with 8-person teams contributing $160 to United Way of Knox County. Find more info on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
This button is blue, and you wear it to win. On your hat or your coat, this very blue pin. It's cash in your hand. If you're spotted, they say up to $500, and you'll say, no way. So pick up a button to pin on your coat. You could be a winner. That's one happy note.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg and at Galesburg Toyota Scion on North Seminary. Details at WGIL.com.
We will resume with the Galesburg boys basketball game here in just a moment. We're currently having some technical difficulties. As soon as we have correct those difficulties, we'll be back with the game with Jim and Brad. It'll be gone in just a moment on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The need for blood is always present. If you can donate blood, stop by Hy-Vee on Main in Galesburg on Monday, January 7th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center offers more information on our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Oh, just a little further.
Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL with this reminder. The Monmouth VFW Ladies Auxiliary offers an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet on Sunday the 13th from 7:30 to 11 a.m. It's $7 for adults, and children ages 6 and under are $3.50. Proceeds help support our troops. For details, click on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Back here at FEM St. Anthony High School, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Thanks for sticking with us through some technical issues as Galesburg trails Chicago perspective 19-10. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Galesburg has struggled mightily throughout this first quarter and not quite a half yet. Turning the ball over on 8 of their first 10 possessions. They're in double figures for turnovers for the game. They just forced a Warriors turnover now, and the Streaks are back on offense with Grant Gibson, Marcus Ross, Ryan Carls, Joe Williams, and Carson Cheeseman on the dribble. This is Williams with it on the left side. He's got Gibson open on the outside, drives to shovel it over to Ryan Carls. It's deflected, and Williams chases it back down. Cheeseman with it, penetrates, pulls up at the free throw line, gets blocked. And the rebound taken down by perspective. Barrett Green leads the break to the other end, and they score again, now leading 21-10. Halfway through the second quarter, here's Williams breaking the perspective full-court press. Spin move in the lane, gets the shot up, and it's fouled. And Joe's going to get a couple of free throws here. So, Jim, the trip hasn't been so well right now for the Silver Streaks, but I guess this is gut check time. You got a young team in, probably facing slowest start they've had certainly all season long. It's a chance to find out what they can do, and Coach Mike Reynolds, I'm sure, is challenging them with that right now.
Yeah, of course, the prospective started five seniors against our younger lineup, but we still felt like we had a pretty good shot coming into this, especially early when the prospective offense, they were going to their 6'8 center, Terrence Sardin, but he really doesn't finish very well. So I thought maybe we'd be all right inside, but they've been able to get some second chance opportunities. They've hit some shots from the perimeter and some free throws. They haven't been real crisp. We've been able to force some turnovers as well. But the case right now is the Silver Streaks probably fortunate to be within 11, but it doesn't seem to be getting any better for us.
Just forced a perspective turnover. Joe Williams missed the second free throw. There was a battle for the rebound. Eventually, perspectives came up with it and then turned it over, trying to get out with it in transition. Here's a backdoor cut to Williams. Pulls up. Joe's going right back to the free throw line as he misses an off-balance shot from the low block, but draws the foul. So here he goes to the free throw line after the foul on Paris Luckett, 6'2 senior. Picks up his first foul and the seventh team foul now on perspective. So that's one benefit the Silver Streaks might have, is just an opportunity to get to the free throw line. Williams, after missing two a moment ago, makes the front end of the two-shot foul here. Keep you updated on the Illini game. Halfway through the second half, they continue to lead by right around the 20 range. They get up by 20, 22. Lead falls back down to 18. Then they get it back up to 20. So Illinois built that big lead with an 11-0 run to start the second half, and they continue to lead over number 8, Ohio State. Under 3.5 minutes to go here, 21-12, Galesburg. Really fortunate to be in it down only 9 here and a little bit of a run. They could really get back into it as Grant Gibson pokes away a pass from the backside. They turn it over. Gibson leads the break and lays it up and in. So now, just like that, Silver Streaks down 7-21-14.
Yeah, this is as close as we've been for a while. And Mike Reynolds up clapping his hands, trying to breathe a little life into this team that I think has been a little shell-shocked through this first half of their inability to get shots off against the pressure defense. The perspectives, the Streaks are now turning it up here in the half court, and perspectives just turned it over again on an over-back violation. So the Streaks in business now with the ball, only down 7, and it'd be great to get this thing down under 5 before halftime.
2:54 to go, a little lob pass from down low back out high. Little lob over Derek Green's head, and he tried the balancing act right on the half-court line, but his feet went back and stepped on the half-court line, so that drew the over and back. On the left side, this is Cheeseman with it, working his way to the top of the circle, gets it over to Carl, shoots the three and got it. Here comes Galesburg now, down 4, 21-17, as the Streaks are slowly working their way back into it. Mike Reynolds clapping hard, saying, let's go, let's go. Settling into a 1-3-1 zone here, and the Streaks starting to push that defense out a little bit more. Ross and Ferdinand kicks the ball out of bounds. Perspectives will inbound it into the game. Comes David Payne, a 6'3 junior for the Warriors. That is the only substitution for either team here. It's a little dead ball break. 2:23 to go first half. Streaks down 4 at 21-17. Fell behind by 13 at the end of the first quarter at 17-4. On the inbound, and let's pass. Get it into Sardin, trying to back his way up, and a foul called defensively against Ryan Carl. Sardin just posted up, tried to work his way back. Nope, they're going to call Grant Gibson instead for the reach-around foul. So that's the fourth team foul on Galesburg. First of the game on Gibson. 2:12 to go here in the first half. On the inbound, Payne to the right of his own basket, takes right, then swings it into the left corner. Brandon Taylor driving inside, runs over two Silver Streaks. And they're going to get called for the defensive foul. Looked like Gibson and Cheeseman both were there waiting. Looked like they had established their position. But the defensive foul is going to go against Carson Cheeseman instead, and a couple of free throws coming here.
Yeah, that's another case there where, if anything, I think he called a charge. I'm not sure you call anything there because it wasn't that much contact. You know, Grant especially tried to sell it, and he did have position. But hindsight, I think he just let that one go rather than have free throws coming here. Perspectives needed this because they seem to be befuddled by what Galesburg has changed up on defense. They don't seem to have a very good plan of attack right now. And Silver Streaks hoping to force a few more turnovers and get a little bit closer in this ball game. Down just 4, but with 2:09 to go here before the half, got a couple of free throws, or at least a one and bonus coming up for Brandon Taylor.
And the first one is up and in. Two-shot foul as he worked his way to the basket, 22-17. As we mentioned, the foul went on Carson Cheeseman. So So he and Gibson were both there trying to draw the charge. Cheeseman picks up his second 15 foul on the streak. Second free throw rims in and out. Ryan Carl gets the rebound for Gelsberg. Down five. Up court pass to Joe Williams. Defender falls down. Now they do force the turnover. On the left side, driving in with it, Green now steps back, fades away, banks it in. So a chance to make it a three-point game. Just like that, goes right back up to seven, a 24-17. Under a minute 45 to go now here in the first half. Streaks break the press, Gibson taking it all the way. A runner in the lane, banks it in, draws a foul, and he gets a chance at a three-point play. So Grant with 6 points in the game now, 24-19. Gibson taking it strong, just taking it right at the defenders who were backpedaling. And they call the foul, the second of the game, on David Payne. And the 18th foul on perspectives. Trevon Diggins back into the game, replacing Carson Cheeseman. So Diggins got quite a rest there in the first half as Coach Mike Reynolds was, I think, displeased with what Trevon was doing in the early going, so the message has been sent. Gibson makes a free throw, and Gelsberg does get it back down to four now. 24-20, a minute 40 to go in the first half.
That may be one of the key plays in the game right there. We had just given the ball up on a turnover and a costly basket for perspectives, and Grant Gibson taking it three-quarters of the court all the way down the middle and converting a three-point play. Hopefully we can look back at that and say that was a turning point for the Streaks.
Jumper just inside the free throw line comes up short. Gibson comes down with his fourth rebound as Taylor couldn't hit. A 12-foot jumper. Now a minute 20 to go. Gelsberg with the ball down four, 24-20. He's on the dribble out high, gets it over to Marcus Ross. Now left side over to Gibson, takes the three on the wing. Covered up, he'll bring it back out. Carl at the top of the circle. Now Williams driving in from the right side, cut off, step back from 15 feet, overthrows the basket. Derek Green with his second rebound. Here comes perspective in transition. 24-20, the Warriors lead under a minute to go first half. On the left side, Hill. Gets it back out to half court to Green. Streaks sticking with that 1-3-1 zone for the time being. Taylor with it on the right side. Left side just out of the outstretched arms of Carl. Pull-up jumper and a missed shot by Hill. Weak side rebound by Marcus Ross. Gelsberg down four with the ball. Diggins on the outside. Working his way right, Marcus Ross. Hands off to Gibson with 30 seconds to go and lost it out of bounds. Right off his foot. Streaks turn it over yet again. And now the Warriors get all for the last shot, leading by 4:30 seconds to go in the first half.
I guess the number of teams you might have said, well, let's just wait and hold it for the final shot of the half, but our inability to really take care of the basketball in this one, I think, prevents you from thinking that way with over 30 seconds left. Now my guess is perspectives will do that. Most Chicago schools love to milk down the clock toward the end of a quarter half.
Here's the Effingham-St. Anthony shootout. Gillsburg taking on a Chicago perspective team they've never played before. We're at the Enloe Center at St. Anthony High School. Down to 18 seconds to go, and the Warriors have spread out to the four corners here. This is Taylor with it on the left side. Carl comes out to get a hand in his face. Pass over left side to Toby Gerton, then throws it away. Trying to get it on the outside. Williams picks it off. Gibson leads the break with 3 seconds to go, lays it up and in. Nearly a turnover on the inbound. Now he from half court, and the Silver Streaks have pulled within two at halftime, 24-22, after a furious second quarter rally in which they outscore the Warriors 16-7. 18-7. It's 24-22. Gelsberg down by two at halftime. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 24-22, Gelsberg within two after trailing the entire first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. And you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time. Like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewanee.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at St. Anthony High School in Effingham. Silver Streaks trailing the Warriors of Chicago Perspective High School 24-22. Impressive comeback by the Silver Streaks in the second quarter after falling behind in really a dismal first quarter. Maybe the worst quarter they've played all season long with a number of turnovers. They shot well just because when they did get off shots, they weren't making them. They made only two, but they didn't take hardly more than two shots in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, they get the defense going, switch things up a little bit, not playing man-to-man defense anymore. That seems to have helped settle things down here a little bit. But more than anything, actually getting out and getting some shots off. So I'm impressed with the way this young team has hung in there against this Warriors club.
Yeah, I am too. In addition to the players, I'm impressed with the adjustments that the coaching staff has been able to make to see what was and wasn't happening out there on the court to be able to help us get back into this game. Very unusual to see a first-half line score that is 17-4 in favor of one team in the first quarter and then 18-7 for the other team in the second. So it's basically a dead heat right now, or it's a two-point ball game, and so you like our position because we carried, I think, a lot of confidence and momentum into the locker room, whereas Perspective, which looked like they were going to have a walk in this one for a while, I think may have gotten a little bit lackadaisical there at times. Certainly that last pass that they had the turnover on that we cashed in, a very soft pass they threw across the court. I think they just assumed that they were going to be able to run the clock down and get the final shot. Joe Williams stole that. Again, Grant Gibson really forcing it for us offensively a little bit down the lane. We're starting to get a little more aggressive on the offensive end. We're going to have to take it to the basket some because they're smothering on the outside. We just really can't get many good looks. Ethan Meeker's been a non-factor in this game. He's our best shooter, but much like the Tannerville game, he just can't get open enough to take a shot.
And to their credit defensively, too, they're not allowing Trevon Diggins or really any of the Silver Streaks to penetrate much on the inside. If we can get Trevon driving inside a little bit, then that might open some things up, too, hopefully.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Trevon does that so well, but normally, Trevon's quickest player on the court. Can't say that in this one. He's as quick as Perspectives, but they got some guys that can keep right with him. And so the big difference, as it was in our last game against Taylorville, is the fact that Grant Gibson, with that big, square, strong body, is able to bull his way in where other players either can't do it or aren't forceful enough to do it. And Grant's got the ball skills, too, to be able to dribble inside without losing it on most occasions. He has had a few uncharacteristic turnovers in this half, but when he's been able to make a move inside, I haven't seen any of the Perspective players come over to really challenge him when he gets to the basket. He's been able to make some points that way here late in the half, and I think you'll see that continue. But we've got to have more than just Grant. We need some team balance offensively, but I love what we're doing defensively. Again, Perspective's just not able to really attack the way they'd like to against that 1-3-1. I've got to think Coach Reynolds will stay with that for a while, even though you know Perspectives is working on adjustments to it in the locker room.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Effingham today. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2011 Nissan Altima with the certified pre-owned benefits that come with it. All leather seating on the interior with the heated seats, which is awfully nice. Even on a day that's actually a little bit warmer down here in Effingham, we'll certainly take the heated seats, the nice sound system, and again, all the benefits of the certified pre-owned stock at Galesburg Nissan, including 84-month or 100,000-mile limited warranty, 24-hour emergency roadside customer assistance at nationwide service locations, and all part of the certified pre-owned benefits. Check them out at Galesburg Nissan. Ask about the 2011 Nissan Altima.
which we have here today, and they can tell you a lot more about many, many more of the certified pre-owned benefits that come with it. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. Again, Galesburg has rallied back, trailing Chicago Perspectives now by just two at halftime, 24-22. We'll get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, keep you updated on what the team is talking about in the locker room when we come back from Effingham St. Anthony High School at a shootout where the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail by two at halftime, 24-22. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Cratty. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. Abingdon Cub Scout Pack 242 hosts their annual Chili Soup Luncheon on Sunday the 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Abingdon American Legion for $5. It'll fund the awards the boys earn and their rank advancement awards. For the menu and more info, click on WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Rain, sleet, and snow this afternoon. A high of 35 tonight. Cloudy, a chance of freezing drizzle, and a low around 20. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 29. Tomorrow night, clear skies and a low of 15. Monday, sunny and a high of 38. Then Monday night, partly cloudy and a low of 25. Tuesday, cloudy, a high around 40. Right now, it is 35.
Next up on the schedule for the Galesburg girls basketball team is a home date with Chillicothe IBC on Monday. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Eric Gibson and me for the broadcast at 6:40 Monday night on WGIL.
Here at St. Anthony High School in Effingham, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Ashley Blake, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg has rallied back from a 13-point first quarter deficit in which they went more than nearly 5 minutes of the first quarter before even getting off a shot. They turned it over on their first seven possessions. Galesburg has rallied back, now 13 at the end of one, have now cut the deficit to just two as we get ready to start the second half. 24-22 is the score. You just heard Jim mentioning the next Galesburg girls game against IBC coming up on Monday. We might want to take this moment to remind you that the Galesburg boys have a quick turnaround as well. Before they get back into conference play next Friday night against United Township, the Silver Streaks are going to begin their own Martin Luther King tournament coming up on Tuesday night. The Dunlap Eagles will be in town on Tuesday. We'll have that broadcast, and we'll be back at John Field Gymnasium for the first time since the big win over Rock Island there in December. So it's been a while since we've been at home, and the Galesburg boys will be back home taking on Dunlap again in the Martin Luther King tournament coming up on Tuesday. So let's try to find out a word from Jim Lee as he ran down to talk to Steve Cheeseman, find out what the team discussed in the locker room.
Okay, well, just pretty simple. The defensive side, we're going to stay the same in the 1-3-1. They said no way we can handle a man-to-man. And on the offensive side, just like we saw, try and continue to break in the middle, break them down a little bit. Don't be content to just hang around the perimeter because it's just going to result in more turnovers.
Endless pass as the Streaks clog up the inside. They keep it on the outside. Hill shoots a three-pointer. Missed it. The rebound comes out to Trevon Diggins, who leads the break to the other end. Hesitation drive and tripped up, heading to the basket. And a very quick foul on Chicago Perspective. We start the second half. They put Galesburg in the bonus in the first half. Silver Streaks did not put the Warriors in the bonus in the first half. The foul called on Sule Hill. That is his first. On the inbound, it goes to Joe Williams, who did not start the game but stays in to start the second half. Shot down low. Pump fake by Grant Gibson. Won't go down. and the rebound in the hands of Joe Williams, but he lost it on the baseline, and the Silver Streaks will give it right back. So, Streaks got a fairly decent look at it from down low, just couldn't finish off the shot, and the Warriors have it back now on the lob on the inside, trying to get it down low to Sargent. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Well, what the Silver Streaks can ill afford here is to have a slow start to the second half like they had in the first half. We're only a minute into the third quarter. Perspectives has edged the lead up to four now, 26-22. Marcus Ross on the outside. Now Williams shoots the three, top of the circle, rims in and out. Grant Gibson chases down the rebound, gets the put back. And Grant just beat his man on the outside, getting down to the low blocks for the offensive rebound.
Yeah, Gibson's all we've got going on right now offensively, although Joe nearly had that from out high. The ring rimmed in and out, but heads-up play by Gibson. And again, he's strong enough when he gets it down there, he's going to get it in the basket more times than not. As back this way, Perspectives hits one to take a four-point lead again.
Derek Green on the jumper stepped inside the arc, knocked it down. It's 28-24, Warriors by four. Gibson on the dribble out high. Ryan Carl comes out for it. Now left side it goes to Williams. Fakes the dribble drive, now keeps it on the outside. Ross with it. Over to Trevon Diggins on the right wing. Steps in, backs up, gets it over to Carl. Looking back door, hangs on to the ball instead. Now Diggins with it, working his way toward the midcourt circle. Carl again comes out high to receive the pass. Hands off to Gibson on the left wing. 6 minutes to go, just underway in the third quarter. Galesburg with the ball down four, 28-24. Carl with it on the left wing, tries to penetrate, cut off on the baseline there by Sargent, keeps it on the outside to Marcus Ross. Now Diggins with it. Streaks just can't get anything going here in the half court. Here's Carl lofting up the three and hit it. Galesburg within one. Closest they've been the entire game, and Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout.
Silver Streaks with an opportunity now to take the lead, perhaps, as we've got another long shot there by the Streaks out of the three-point land, and as close as we've been a while, and a one-point difference.
Calls a 30-second timeout. The jumper by Ryan Carl pulls Galesburg within one at 28-27. He's hit two big threes in this game, once down 21-12 in the second quarter, or rather 21-14, hit a three that got Galesburg within four. Close to been the entire game after Perspectives opened with a 9-0 run. That got Galesburg within 21-17. Now this three-pointer pulls Galesburg within one at 28-27, coming out of the 30-second timeout. 5:43 to go in the third quarter. In the backcourt, Streaks will settle into the front court in the 1-3-1 as they will allow Perspectives to bring it across midcourt. On the left side, it goes to Hill. Streaks trying to cover him up with Carl, the big man, on the little guy on the outside. They get it into Sargent. Now gets it back out to Hill, into the hands of Green in the midcourt circle. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the right side, Greg James Jr. Skip pass left side over to Hill. He'll bring it back out. Perspectives content to keep it 25, 28 feet away from the basket here. Now they get it on the right side, stepping it in, down low. Sardin missed the jumper from the low block, but the rebound put back by James. But the Streaks got the miss they were looking for. It's 30-27. A three-point lead. Gibson with it in the backcourt, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Found an opening in the lane, dishes it over to Diggins, open three, a little bit short. Weak side rebound by the Warriors as Taylor comes up with it. Streaks going to tie the game with that shot. Warriors continue to lead. After scoring the first nine of the game, now they just dribble it outside. On the left side, trying to cut in, Taylor with it. And then he just dribbled it off his leg. Nobody guarding him, but he just dribbled it right out of bounds on the baseline. 4:36 to go in the third quarter. Ross thought about the baseball court pass, but Carl was defended. He gets it in front of him to Gibson instead. Now Grant brings it across midcourt, trying to work around the screen set by Ross on the left side, digging. Swinging around into the right corner to Gibson. Found an opening on the baseline, takes it all the way, and then he's blocked. Sardin came over from the weak side for the rejection. Picked up by Taylor, leads the break to the other end, gets called for travel. So Perspectives not exactly able to handle the opportunity to build the lead here too. So the Streaks still down by just one possession, 4:16 to go third quarter. Warriors keep on the full court press as Ross inbounds it from the right of the Warriors basket. And now they settle back into the front court as Diggins brings it across midcourt. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter, Galesburg with the ball down three, 30-27. Backdoor cut.
Williams cut off there by a double team, needs to get it away, forced it up, a little bit off the mark, ball hits the deck on the rebound, and Green comes away with it for perspective. Now they turn it over again on the other side. Into the front court, lead pass to Williams, lays it up and in, 3:50 to go. Ellsberg has pulled back within one now at 30-29.
Streaks have certainly had their opportunities here, and they're just about to get over the top. You feel like maybe they're going to be able to wrestle control of this game away. Perspective's trying to get one here to keep us at bay, but the Streaks, ever since the end of the first quarter, have been the dominant team, and now Perspective turns it over again.
Sideline right in front of the Perspective's bench. They just simply stepped on the sideline. So 3:31 to go. Galesburg with a chance to get its first lead of the game now at 30-29 with the ball, taking it three-quarters the length of the court. Very calm Perspective's coach, Devon Maiman, just standing there on the sideline with his arms folded across his chest, handling a little better than I think most people would, seeing this lead evaporate, and a chance for Galesburg to take its first lead here now, 3:15 to go, third quarter. Williams on the top of the circle. Covered up there, passes it away to Grant Gibson. It's a little push-off on Taylor guarding him. Now Grant down the lane, found an opening, scoops it up, won't go, has a hand on the rebound, fights for it, gets it back, and is fouled going up for the putback. Grant Gibson just absolutely out-hustling the defense, coming up with his own rebound there and a chance to get a couple of free throws.
And opportunity for us. We've had a couple of technical issues as this ball game has gone along. I think we've got things straightened out again, so we're going to go ahead and go right back to our other system. So you'll notice a little change in the sound, hopefully for the better here, as we throw it back to Brad Benowitz.
And the first free throw rims in and out, and the Silver Streaks still missing an opportunity to tie the game here. Down 30-29, they have trailed the entire way. 3:02 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw on the way, and there is the first tie of the ball game on a Grant Gibson free throw, as the Silver Streaks have outscored the Warriors 26-13 since the end of the first quarter. Green lobs it over right side over to Antonio Allen. Picked up two quick fouls in the second quarter. He's back into the game. Carl going for a steal, frees up Hill to come in from the left side, and then they pass it back out. As Perspective's not finding any opportunities on the inside, Streaks have really clogged it up with the 1-3-1. On the dribble on the outside, Green with it. Left side over to Brandon Taylor. Now under the wing it goes, three on the way. Terrible shot over the rim. Rebound knocked away from Marcus Ross. Allen picks up the loose ball in the lane, and he gets fouled going up for the shot. 2:26 to go. That is the first team foul on Galesburg here in the second half. Sends Antonio Allen to the line. After the bad shot from the left wing went over the basket, Marcus Ross had a hand on the rebound, then it was knocked out of his hands, and Antonio Allen was there to pick up the loose ball. First foul of the game on Marcus Ross. Sure, clearly frustrated after having a hand on that rebound. First free throw by Allen is missed. Second one on the way. In and out. Rebound fought for, deflected away from two Silver Streaks, and Derek Green comes up with it. And then a foul on Ryan Carl on the outside. So Streaks having two offensive rebounds just taken away from them. And then fouling in frustration, their second foul, and that one on Ryan Carl, his first.
That's interesting. Perspectives right now has a very small threesome on the court, 2 5'8"s and a 5'9", and I'm not sure they're that big.
And a bad pass on the inbound, stolen away by Ryan Carl, then knocked away from Joe Williams as the Streaks try to get out in transition. Good hustle by Derek Green, as I don't know what happened to him there at half court. He was just sort of leaning backwards as the pass went in, and he threw it away, so the Silver Streaks get it back, and then Green hustling at the other end knocked it out of bounds. Williams to inbound, gets it into Grant Gibson in the right corner. He'll dribble it back out high. Ross had an open look at three, passes it over to Williams on the left wing. Joe's made a big difference in this game since he checked in on the inbound. Ross with a baby hook missed it, and there's Joe with a rebound put back, and the Streaks have their first lead of the game now at 32-30.
Boy, Joe Williams right on cue. He said, "You've made a big difference in this game," and he made a big difference on that shot, following it up with the bank shot and the Streaks' first lead.
Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the left side, Sule Hill, covered up by Diggins, tries to get it on the inside. Gibson knocks it away into the hands of Williams, leading to Gibson at the other end, and a reach foul called on Derek Green, as he's just trying to stop Gibson penetrating to the basket. And I now have perspectives with more turnovers in the game than Galesburg.
Isn't
you
that
believe
something?
That?
After we had 9 of them in the first quarter, but now it's perspectives that is having all sorts of trouble just trying to get a shot. You know, we said they're very small. They got kind of the Smurf thing going on at the guard spot, but a 6'8 center who just sat down, but he hasn't been able to get much done for him.
On the inbounds, Williams right back to Gibson. Quick jumper from 15 feet, but he got it down, and now the streak's starting to build on the lead at 34-30.
Mike Reynolds, the biggest cheerleader right now. A shootout tends to be a pretty quiet affair. There's a lot of people sitting around that's not necessarily the team they're rooting for. There's a few college assistants watching what's going on here. Shootouts, by their nature, are not super energetic events. You have to kind of create your own energy out there sometimes.
Especially when you've got two teams from so far away playing against each other, you have no sort of local interest in the game. But it's benefited Galesburg as they have rallied back now, leading by 4 as we approach the 1 minute mark of the third quarter, and a travel called. Hesitation by Brandon Taylor driving in from the left side, and then indecision as he couldn't decide whether to shoot or pass. And now a timeout called by Javon Maimon for perspective, a 30-second timeout with a minute 4 to go in the third quarter with the Silver Streaks leading by 4.
It's so interesting to see a complete reversal in this game, because now perspectives looks just like we did in the first quarter. They really don't know what they want to do out there. They're passing the ball around the perimeter. Nobody seems to be taking the initiative, and Galesburg so aggressive on the defense. We're poking the ball away, forcing turnovers, and it's got perspectives back on their heels, and the streaks with an opportunity, believe it or not, to build onto this 4-point lead here as we wind down the third quarter. I wasn't sure after that first quarter we'd ever be able to say that. Team has stuck it out here to get back in it. I asked Mike Reynolds, ran down there at halftime. I said, you feeling any better? Because we mentioned at the outset he had a tough night physically. He's got a cold or the flu, and he just looked at me and said, absolutely not. So I think he might be feeling a little better now as his team has the lead.
How about the final from Champaign? Illinois ended up blowing out Ohio State 74-55.
What great news.
Had a 12-point lead at halftime, scored the first 11 of the second half, and we're never really challenged the rest of the way. Here's Galesburg, 45 seconds to go, third quarter, jumper in the lane. Trevon scoops it up, kind of a circus shot as he found an opening in the lane. He just sort of heaved it up there, tried the English off the glass, but really didn't even catch enough of the backboard to spin in. Marcus Ross got a hand on the rebound and then got tied up. Silver Streaks are going to hang on to it here. On the inbound, they find Trevon digging to the basket again, and then he gets blocked from the backside, knocked out of bounds. He looks at Mike Reynolds with a big smile on his face. They had it, but the height of perspectives on the inside created the rejection there. On the inbound, Ryan Carl trying to drive into the lane with a baby hook with the right hand, and he got it down.
Everything's going right now when Ryan starts hitting the jump hooks in the lane. Woo!
36-30, Galesburg by 6 now as they've scored 9 straight with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. On the left side again, there's that hesitation by Taylor. Starting to drive in from the left side, not knowing whether to shoot or pass. He almost dragged his pivot foot again. Now Green will back up toward half court as the Warriors will hold for the last shot. Under 10 seconds to go. Here's Taylor with it on the left side. Again, steps inside, cut off by 3 Silver Streaks defenders. 3 seconds to go. They lob it into Sarden down low. He turns and banks it in. And that's the end of the third quarter. But Galesburg now has a 4-point lead at the end of 3, 36-32. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The annual casino night to benefit the Knox Galesburg Symphony returns Saturday, January 26th. It'll be at the Casey Hall in Galesburg. Innkeepers has tickets for sale on Seminary Street. For full details, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Wear it and win the blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Three quarters in the books at St. Anthony High School in Effingham. Galesburg has rallied back from a 13-point first-quarter deficit, now leads Chicago Perspectives High School 36-32. Their next game against the number one team in the state, Chicago Simeon. Coach Mike Reynolds jokingly said in the pregame, "I hope they're looking ahead." Well, once they built that 13-point lead, maybe they were looking ahead a little bit. They do have the ball to start the second half, or start the fourth quarter, and a pull-up jumper from the left side is good by David Payne. So a basket to end the third quarter and a basket to open the fourth quarter has pulled the Warriors within two now, 36-34. Ryan Carl dribbling it in all the way from the right side, and another block from the backside by Sardin, and he rebounds his own miss, or rebounds his own block, and a quick basket at the other end in transition, and Perspectives has just tied the game on a runner by Brandon Taylor, and a chance to regain the lead now on a three-point play. The foul against Grant Gibson, his second.
Yeah, the big kid coming into play there big time. He made the shot just at the end of the third quarter.
Plus had two blocks down here defensively at the other end.
Right, and then that time goes down and blocks Ryan Carl. It's just tough to do, and then the nice lead pass for the basket. So the big center for Perspectives is the difference right now as they regain the lead.
A 7-0 run. It's now 37-36 as Taylor finished off the three-point play with a basket. And quickly at the other end, Ryan Carl taking it right at the basket strong again. I think they're going to get a foul on Terrence Sardin this time. Want to mention the Galesburg connection that's taking place down here as Sardin does get whistled for the foul. Eric Smith, who left Galesburg over the summer to take the head coaching job at Alton High School, they are here today. So we had a chance to visit with Eric a little while prior to the game, see how he's doing. He's experiencing some of the frustrations and successes of a first-year coach as Ryan Carl makes a first free throw. But I don't know how good he'll feel walking out of here later today as they play Washington High School in the 5 o'clock game here. So the challenges of a first-year head coach will certainly be met with that battle. They clearly, at least at this point, the best team in the Peoria area. As Carl misses the second free throw, we remain tied at 37 with 7:15 to go in the game. On the outside, Taylor stepping inside the arc, cut off, trying to get it on the inside. Sardin turnaround jumper, gets the basket down off the glass, and a three-point play possibility.
Well, Sardin all of a sudden looking much more confident here as he's made that shot at the end of the third quarter. He wants the ball, they want to go to him, and he's really been their salvation. It looked like they were just going to crumble here as the Streaks took the lead, and he's been everything for them offensively and to some extent defensively.
Sat down for a chunk of that third quarter as he picked up his third foul. And he finishes off the three-point play here and puts Perspectives back up by three. An 8-1 run to open the fourth quarter combined with a basket at the end of the third quarter. It's a 10-1 run overall. Diggins into the front court, cut off there, gets it over to Marcus Ross. Is it just me or is Perspective looking a little more active here in the half-court defense?
Yeah, no question. And they just seem to be a new team coming out of that third quarter huddle. A lot more confident.
On the outside, Marcus Ross dribbling in. Jump stop to the right side, hands off to Grant Gibson. Pulls up from the right side, gets it up over Sardin, but the ball pops in and out of the rim, and Sardin with the rebound.
That did everything but go down. I think touched both sides of the rim twice before it fell out.
6.5 minutes to go in the game. Streaks down three. Fake three on the outside. They get it over to Taylor. Ball deflected off Grant Gibson's leg out of bounds as Taylor tried to feed it through the lane. And he fed it right off Gibson's leg. But Warriors hang on to it here. 6:23 to go on the inbounds from the sideline. This will be Taylor with it. Trying to get it into Sardin as Ross is covering him up on the outside. They get it into the corner instead. And Gibson gets a hand in, knocks it out of bounds. And I guess Grant touched it last. Thought maybe it was going to deflect out of bounds off David Payne, but not the case. So Payne goes over to inbound. Now he backs away, and Sardin will inbound it from the right far corner. Here at St. Anthony High School in Effingham, and the Streaks lost him and then driving in from the left side. Taylor barreled over Grant Gibson.
That's tough.
Trying to draw the charge, and Grant instead picks up the blocking foul, his third.
Well, and these guys won't call a charge. I don't think they've called a charge the whole game,
have
they?
Not yet, nope.
I don't know if it's even worth putting yourself in that position, because if that's not a charge, nothing is. Grant got there, he had the position. I thought he did a great job on that, couldn't get the call.
On the inbound, Streaks cover up Derek Green, who dribbles to the left corner, then drives back along the baseline, pulls up, missed from 12 feet, rebound out to Taylor. They give it right back to Green in the left corner, and he'll dribble it back to the outside. Galesburg down three, 6 minutes to go in the game. Driving in feed left baseline, shot up a little bit off the glass by Payne, and a good cover-up rebound by Joe Williams. Streaks down three. Here's Williams driving, cut off on the baseline, out to Ryan Carl. Another three. That one's good again.
Ryan's been big from the perimeter in this one.
And he's got his career high now with 12 points, 3 three-pointers, and the Streaks call a full timeout. 5:46 to go in the game. We're tied at 40. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIF.
Now we got a new game of it yet again. We are tied at 40. Between Galesburg and Chicago perspectives. Silver Streaks, after trailing by 13 in the first quarter, rallied all the way back to take a 32-30 lead in the third quarter. In fact, they outscored perspectives 9-2 down the stretch to take a four-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Actually, it was a 9-0 run before perspectives got the last basket of the third quarter and opened the fourth quarter on a 7-0 run that gave them an 8-1 run that gave them a 40-37 lead. Galesburg answers with a three-pointer by Ryan Carl. And now perspectives back on offense coming out of the Galesburg timeout as Taylor nearly again travels with the ball out high, gets it over, and a block by Ryan Carl coming out on the little guy Green on the jumper. They get the hand on the ball, the putback. Sardin over the back of Marcus Ross comes up with a rebound, and he gets fouled on the putback. And Mike Reynolds saw three or four different occasions where he thought Galesburg was going to come away with the ball, either an over-the-back foul on Sardin, a travel on the outside, a five-second call. He didn't get any of them. Yep. And he's barking at the official on all of those things right now.
Man, I agree with him 100%, especially that last one by Sardin. He was clearly over the back on that. And instead, he's going to end up shooting free throws. That ball goes up in the air. Sardin, not only 6'8", but he's got very long arms, and it's tough to keep him from being the first one to the ball.
And he makes the first free throw to put perspectives back on top now, 41-40. And the foul, by the way, was on Grant Gibson, and he has four fouls now with 5:20 to go in the game. And Mike Reynolds is still letting the official have it here down below us on the left. Second free throw by Sardin is good as well. He's got five in the quarter now. 13 for the game. 42-40, Warriors lead by two. Into the front court, Williams. Gibson stays on the floor with those four fouls. Here's Diggins cutting in from the right side. Sidesteps Sardin. Misses a scoop shot from the opposite side of the basket. Sardin touched it last. Out of bounds. Back to Galesburg.
And Ryan Carl coming in to help out on the rebound there. Wasn't able to haul it in, but a big part of the reason we get the ball back here. And hopefully the seeds Mike Reynolds planting with the officials will get us a couple of calls here down the stretch.
Here's Gibson at the top of the circle trying to drive down the left side. Puts a shot up with a floater. Won't go. Rebound. Deflected over to Sardin. For the Warriors, who lead by two with the ball, under 5 minutes to play in the game, 42-40, and they're going to stretch it out here. And the Streaks are going to attack Taylor in the front corner. Did he step over the back? Nope, timeout called by the Warriors. This will be a 30-second timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Effingham. As Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2011 Nissan Altima. With the, how many miles on it, Jim? I didn't even look.
Just rolled 19,000, so low mileage, and drives like it doesn't have any on it. It's just very, very smooth, and I think it's terrific gas mileage.
That's just what I was going to say, yeah.
I remember last year we came down to the Taylorville tournament in an Altima, drove there, drove back and forth to Springfield several times, drove back to Galesburg and still had like a quarter of a tank left. We drove it all the way down here, and just we've used about a quarter of a tank, and it's amazing the mileage that this gets for as many features as it has. So if you want a very nice car that's got a lot of options on it, the leather seats, as you mentioned, and the moonroof and everything else, and still gets great gas mileage, stop by Galesburg Nissan and check out the line of Altimas. This is a 2011 we're driving.
On the back door on the inbound. Oh, they missed the layup underneath the basket, and Marcus Ross covers up for the rebound. They had Antonio Allen cutting in from the right baseline. Streaks completely lost him. Now in transition, Grant Gibson has it poked away from the backside. as the Streaks turn it over. Jim, I didn't have them for a single turnover in the third quarter. Is that right?
No, no. That was, and that one was just Gibson didn't know there was a guy behind him.
Yep.
Heads-up play. Anytime you play these Chicago schools, you always got to be wary of who's around. Perspectives like the Chicago style. They get a little lead in the fourth quarter. They're gonna work a lot of clock.
Yep, they're going to spread it out, try to spread. Not quite to the four quarters here, but
yeah.
Derek Green's going to stand in the midcourt circle. He's just going to hold the ball unless the Streaks come out and force the five-second count. And now they're just going to lob it back and forth near half court. So Williams and Carl come to the outside on Taylor. Every time Taylor touches the ball, I would get on him. He looks uncertain with the ball. He tends to lean forward a lot with his lead foot, nearly drag the pivot foot.
You know, nobody else wants to. I think they're just strictly trying to work the ball to Sarden right now.
Here's Grant Gibson reaching in, taking it away from Taylor into the front court. Has it poked away again from the backside by Green. Now he chases it down into the front court. A runner won't go, and a nice rebound up by Marcus Ross to get a hand on it and then glob onto it.
Grant's got to be aware of who's around him. That's two straight times he's had his pocket picked from behind. He had no clue.
And both times a chance for the Streaks to tie the game down two with 3:15 to go in the game. It's 42-40. So, Jim, you said this game will have to be in the 40s if the Streaks are going to win it. That's where it is. Nice feed from Gibson, right side. Ryan Carl blocked once on the way up, got his own rebound, put it back up, got blocked again, but a foul called, and Sarden, in disbelief, is going to pick up, I think, his fourth foul.
Yeah, and good job by Carl to stay with it that time. Because
they called it on Taylor on the weak side. That's only his second.
Okay, that's too bad. Well, Carl, you know, he's not used to getting too many shots blocked as big as he went up very strong on that, still got rejected, but stuck with it, went under the basket, and then got partially blocked again as he hits the first free throw to build on his career high. And where would we be without Ryan Carl's effort here today?
13 points in the game, 3 three-pointers. And the second free throw off the back of the rim. He doesn't shoot free throws real well. And he made one of two again there for the second time this quarter. So Galesburg still down one, 42-41. Into the front court, nearly an over and back as Green, before falling into the backcourt, gets the pass away. Now they're going to try to spread it out. Here's Taylor with it on the outside. Gets it over to Green. Steps to the arc, now back over to Taylor. He's going to shoot the three and got it.
Well, at least somebody else hit a shot. You don't want to just let Sarden beat you inside. And Streaks were able to sag a little bit in on him, and the kid hits the three.
Nearly poked away from the backside. Ross has it again poked out of his hands and then throws it away to Sarden, who was on the sideline. Streaks nearly turned it over about four different times on that one. And somehow they're still going to have the ball just short of half court.
Yeah, that's borderline miraculous that we kept the ball after everything that transpired there. Down four, we can't afford a turnover. We need points here.
Ross had the inbounds pass poked away as he tried to get it to Diggins, and then Ross coming over the baseline somehow got to the ball. It dribbled once on the floor, so he got inbounds to pick it up. Then again, Antonio Allen reached in, knocked it out of his hands, and then as he tried to get it up court, it was nearly stolen away again.
If we don't score here, they'll really make us chase.
Yep. Right side, Carl. They're going to pick up the effort defensively here. Screen by Ross. Now he gets it back, pulls up, shoots over Sard and over the basket as well, and the weak side rebound by Antonio Allen. Marcus really forced that one up as he saw Sarden right there to defend. Sarden listed at 6'8". Here's Diggins. Now they do force a steal between Diggins and Williams. Joe drives, misses the shot, and then Sarden rebounds a miss. So, again, the Streaks have an opportunity. Joe Williams thought he had drawn contact and wanted a foul called. Mike Reynolds kind of saying the same thing here, one of the officials listening. And that's going to be a foul on Joe Williams, his first, as the Streaks forced the turnover.
Yep.
Got what they wanted.
Yeah, Trevon Diggins did a terrific job to get that thing out to Joe, but this team from Perspectives is long enough and they blocked enough shots, they're altering everything. I think they've gotten our heads a little bit when we take a shot up. Certainly that was the case with Joe. He put the ball up way too high on the glass. You're not going to get that in very often.
Then Sarden misses the free throw. Ryan Carl comes up with the rebound.
We needed that miss.
It's 9.5, 13 for the game for Terrence Sarden, but a big miss at the free throw line. Galesburg with the ball down four. Ross to the right side, Grant Gibson with it. Now he'll back up. Good defense on him. They're going to get it out to Carl. Another three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Brandon Taylor for the Warriors. And then he hits the deck, because I believe he was fouled by Galesburg. Or did they just knock it? Nope, they just knocked it out of his hands. And the Warriors will hang on to it.
Actually,
now they're
going to
give it back. How about that?
That's a break.
17 turnovers on Perspective. So Galesburg gets one to go their direction. On the inbound, Williams look for Diggins. Gibson on the right side sidesteps his man. Then he can't hit the shot off the glass. And the rebound deflected out to David Payne in the backcourt for perspective.
Gone cold at the wrong time. We've missed seven shots in a row from the field. And it's starting to look more and more like we're not going to get out of here with a W.
Under a minute and a half to play. Down the lane, right side, and a foul called on Diggins as he reaches in on Green, who had an opening to the basket as he tried to deflect or tried to penetrate between two Silver Streaks defenders. Oh, they're going to call that on Gibson, so he's fouled out of the game. I thought they were going to get Diggins on the reach, and I wish they would have because Grant just fouled out on one of his most frustrating and offensive challenged games of the season. He still did reach double figures with 12, but frustrating game for Grant Gibson, and Mike Reynolds is not happy with the officials. Ethan Meeker is going to come into the game for the first time in the second half.
Yeah, this was a lot of shootout games are called a little more loosely. I think this one was. Like we said, nobody ever is able to get the officials to call a charge. And Gibson with the five fouls. This would be something for us to come back and win this with Grant on the bench, but I'm not holding my breath.
Missed free throw. Keeps the streaks in it, down four, rebounded by Marcus Ross as Derek Green couldn't hit the front end of the 1-1. Diggins in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, hesitation dribble, found an opening in the lane, puts it up over Sarden, and a push foul called. And Trevon's going to go to the line shooting two free throws. And Siobhan Maimon, the head coach of Perspectives, was happy there, wasn't he?
Yeah, if you could hear him, he stomped his foot in rhythm with what he was
saying.
One,
two, three, four.
Stay on your feet. You know, Trevon's going in there at not even 6 foot, and Sarden's going up in the air at 6'8" to try and block him.
And that's his fourth foul, but Trevon can't hit the free throw, and he's still scoreless in the game.
Yeah, well, we're missing opportunities at the free throw line and from the field. If you're going to finish the deal and finish this comeback and win the game, you got to do better than this down the stretch. We've just had nothing the last couple of minutes on the offensive end.
Second free throw by Diggins, much better. Knocks it down. Galesburg down three, 45-42. Streak's going to go small and quick. With Denzel Jones, Joe Williams, Diggins in the backcourt, Ethan Meeker into the game. Jones goes for a steal. Now the Warriors break the full court press. On the right side, Green has it poked away. Jones picks up the foul or the ball off the floor and then a bad pass into the front court. Taylor comes from the weak side, knocks it out of bounds. Streaks are going to hang on to it.
Against other teams, what would be breakaways are not with this bunch. They get back quickly, they can test everything, and they'll block you from behind if they have to.
58 seconds to go. Streaks with the ball down three, 45-42. Offense for defense as Ryan Carl comes in replacing Jones. Williams with it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, needs help, throws it up high to Diggins. Ball fought for, deflected into the front court. Now a loose ball on the floor. Somehow Carl comes up with it. Gets it over to the left side. Meeker fakes the three, now puts it up. A little bit strong. Rebound by Carl, put back. Streaks within one. Timeout, Galesburg.
Well, they're scrapping.
They are.
Down by just one, and we still got 40 seconds left, so this is really anybody's game. I thought Maker was going to hit that three. Waited for the defender to fly by. He had a nice clean look, just a little too strong on the back iron, but there was the man of the game, Ryan Carl, to put it back and to keep the streaks in business here, down just a point.
Carl with 15 points in the game, 7 in this quarter. Galesburg within one at 45-44 and 40 seconds to go in the game. So, and Grant Gibson is fouled out. Can't emphasize enough how important that might be, but Galesburg has gone small here defensively late in the fourth quarter to try to force some turnovers, which they got a key one there. 8 team fouls on Galesburg, so they still could foul if Perspectives gets it into the front court and put them at the line for a 1-1. They have missed some key free throws here in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to build what was a 4-point lead. It's allowed Galesburg to pull back within one at 45-44. It'll be Diggins, Meeker, Williams, and Jones in the backcourt, and Marcus Ross will defend in the front court.
Yeah, pretty difficult when you're trying to bring it up with Denzel, Joe, and Trevon all collapse on you, and they forced the turnover the last time, and would love to see that happen again. Obviously, if you're Perspectives, they're going to try and just get it past the timeline, and then if not get fouled, be looking for their big man, Sarden, who, by the way, is the trigger man, throwing inbounds here.
And keep in mind, he's playing with four fouls. So on the baseline, he will inbound it over Trevon Diggins, gets it to the left side over to Green. Streaks go for the foul immediately. Actually, they get the tie-up instead as Joe Williams and Diggins went for the double team. Williams wrapped him up from the backside and still managed to get the held ball called.
Yeah, Coach Maimon has been very calm. He looks up here and gives us a little smile. He didn't say anything, but you knew. I think any opposing coach would be a little unhappy with the way that call went. But they get the possession arrow, so they didn't lose the ball. Well, or do they?
Yeah,
did we get the ball?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they had the arrow. Well, I'm especially surprised he's not.
Oh, and now one of the officials takes the ball away from Joe Williams before he inbounds. Are they going to talk this over and make sure? So, yeah, on the alternating possession, Galesburg does get it and keep it. 38 seconds to go here in the game. Down one. Williams inbounds, lobs it up high, and Marcus Ross chases it down.
I didn't know what he was throwing to.
Now Diggins with it in the midcourt circle. Galesburg down one with the ball. Ryan Carl on the right side. Starts to dribble inside, draws a double team, gets it over to Williams near the sideline. Top of the circle, Ross hands off to Diggins with 23 seconds to go. Galesburg down one. Oh. Meeker on the left side now penetrates, puts it up with the one hand over the basket. Rebound. Ross fouled on the putback. He's going to get two free throws.
And is it the big guy that picked up his fifth right there?
Let's see who they whistle. He's saying to Mike Reynolds, yes, 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 but they give it on David Payne instead, so that's his third foul. Two foul shots coming from Marcus Ross, who is 7 for 17 from the free throw line. Galesburg down one with 15 seconds to go. That's for the season.
Just at least hit one, Marcus.
First one up
and
in and out.
Just off.
Looked like it was the right touch, but a little bit to the right as it hit the rim, circled around and out. Ryan Carl out, Denzel Jones back in. So second free throw for Marcus Ross coming to tie the game. 15 seconds to go, 45-44. Chicago Perspectives leads here at the St. Anthony Shootout in Effingham. Second free throw, good.
Out of way, Marcus.
Big free throw by Ross, ties the game at 45. Full court press on by Galesburg. Up court pass to Allen, right back to Taylor. Into the front court, back to Allen. Nearly lost it on the sideline, gets it into the midcourt circle to Green. They wanted a double dribble, the Silver Streaks coaching staff did. Down to 4 seconds to go. Taylor drives, sidesteps a man, banks it in, and the Streaks screaming for timeout with 0.4 seconds to go.
Great
Mike
shot.
Reynolds was screaming for the timeout with 1 second to go, and he wants more time put on the clock.
Yeah. Either way, going the length of the court in a second, going to be awfully tough, and that was a heck of a drive and a heck of a finishing shot there that time. Perspectives worked that one very well in a very collected move to the baseline. And what will probably be the game-winning shot here, they did put a second and a half back on the clock.
Yeah, that's 0.4 seconds more than I thought they should have got at. I thought it was with 1.1, but we'll take the extra 0.4.
But in that case, you're going to have to throw it at least a half court, which is a challenge in itself against a very quick and athletic Perspectives team, and not get that pass picked off.
Big shot by Brandon Taylor driving in from the right side. The Streaks were flashing down the lane, so he faded left and then got it up with the right hand off the glass. Pretty shot, pretty move.
It was, yeah, it really was. That was deserving of a game-winning shot, if that's what it comes down to, because they didn't have a whole lot else going offensively, and I wasn't sure they were going to get a shot off.
Right.
And he worked through several players and got himself to the basket and got it in. So good shot in the eyes of Perspective fans, not so much for the Galesburg fans, who not many in attendance here, as you would guess, making the long, long trip to Effingham. There'll be a few more people in the house now as some of the local teams start to get ready to play. Teutopolis not too far away tonight.
Mike Reynolds looks like he's going to pass out on the sideline. I told you earlier, he's not feeling well today to begin with. And he's expended a lot of energy here in the fourth quarter trying to rally his team to victory. Marcus Ross will run the baseline, setting a screen. Ryan Carl on the inbounds. Joe Williams can only heave to the basket. And they said he was out of bounds anyway, stepping on the sideline. So with 0.3 seconds to go, the Streaks turn it over.
Well, they tried to draw the offensive foul. Ryan Carl hit the floor pretty hard. And I don't know, they actually got run over. They didn't call it, or whether he was just trying to sell one there and get a call.
Well, as you said earlier, Jim, they haven't called an offensive foul the whole game, and they don't get one at the end. So 47-45, Perspectives hangs on and beats Galesburg by 2. Silver Streaks lose their third straight. They dropped to 9-8. And the Warriors improved to 9-5 as they head into a showdown with Simeon coming up on Tuesday. Galesburg again will play Dunlap on Tuesday at John Thiel Gym, opening up the Martin Luther King Tournament. Take a break. Come back on the post-game show. Galesburg drops at 47-45. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At OSF St. Mary Medical Center, we're committed to bringing you the best care possible, which means we'll go to great lengths to ensure you don't have to. Thanks to our recent partnership with the nationally recognized Illinois Neurological Institute, we're able to offer the kind of care most patients have to travel hundreds of miles for. Our internationally recognized experts in the field of brain tumor, neurosurgery, epilepsy, MS, spine care, dementia, dizziness, headaches, and more are available during on-site clinic days and through telemedicine communication. And our own neurology expert, Dr. Borislav Nikolov, is right here in Galesburg to handle any immediate need you might have. And as the area's only comprehensive stroke center, we're always prepared to give you a level of care that's unmatched in the area. So instead of going a great distance to get the care you need, go to the caregivers who will go the distance for you. The Illinois Neurological Institute at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, protecting your world of experience with ours. Learn more at ini.org/Galesburg.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Rain, sleet, and snow this afternoon, a high of 35 tonight. Cloudy, a chance of freezing drizzle, and a low around 20. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 29. Tomorrow night, clear skies and a low of 15. Monday, sunny and a high of 38. Then Monday night, partly cloudy and a low of 25. Tuesday, cloudy, a high around 40. Right now, it is 35.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg falls here at the Effingham St. Anthony Shootout, 47-45 to Chicago Perspectives. Third loss in a row for the Silver Streaks, and another tough one it is as Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Jim Lee, let's send it over to you.
All right, tight ball game, Mike, and a really kind of a weird game, actually, but we came out, got behind 17-4, turned it over the first six possessions we had, but you made that switch, a little defensive change, that seemed to generate more confidence in the kids.
Well, we played scared at the beginning. I don't quite know why, but, you know, we had to go with a more athletic group, and we did that. We shortened the bench there in the second half. I don't know. You know, I don't know if that works or doesn't work, but you know, we still had plays down the stretch to make to win the game. We got ourselves back in the game, and we can make all the excuses in the world, but when you're down 17-4, you don't have very many to make.
Well, and as you mentioned before we went on the air, it was a very oddly officiated game. Not a single charge that we could remember called, a lot of blocking fouls. If you're playing defense, you get to the point where you don't even try and draw the charge anymore in that situation?
I don't know. I think you still got to play right, play with your instincts. I mean, we had shots to take charges, and you know, the calls didn't go our way. I'm more concerned about why they had two blatant third-grade double dribbles, and the guy has to apologize to me, and, you know, and one in the end on game point, and then a travel at the beginning that they apologized to me. Well, apology doesn't get back the 6 points they scored on those, but, I mean, You know, we're not going to make a ton of excuses because we're down 17-4. We got to find a way to play better. You know, we got to find a way to play better.
You know, their 6'8 center when the game started, I thought, well, he's probably not going to be that big of a factor. But they're in the fourth quarter, late third quarter, fourth quarter. That's really all they were doing offensively. He was trying to get the ball to him.
Yeah, we wanted a little bigger lineup to try to counteract that. And you know, just couldn't make a play or two. We had a play or two at the end of the game. We couldn't find a way to make a play to win it. And so we go home with this kind of empty feeling again. It's frustrating.
They were quick enough and a good defensive team. Really didn't get many clean looks from the outside. And Meeker had a couple there late in the fourth quarter. Couldn't get those down. But Ryan Carl was sure up to the task and did what he could today.
Yeah, Ryan, that was as well as Ryan's played, you know, all year. He played well. And they left him open a few times. He was able to get a rhythm going. Once he had a rhythm, he played well, you know. Like I said, again, we got to find a way to make a play at the end of the game. You know, Meek sat a long time and tried to come in and horse a few in, couldn't find the range on that. But, you know, it is what it is. We came out with, not as much energy as them for whatever reason and played a little scared. We played teams better than them, so I don't know why what we were scared of at the beginning. But maybe we didn't think they'd come out and try to take it to us. But they certainly did. And I think this is another winnable game for us that goes down frustrating.
Well, it was odd in the fact that we outplayed them really completely through those middle two quarters, and you're thinking, well, we're up going into the fourth. I felt like we were just going to go ahead and take this one on home. And then, I don't know, they seemed to come out with a little more spring in their step in that fourth quarter and again started using the big man who we thought climbed our backs a little bit there a couple of times. But whatever the case, they came back when I didn't think they were going to.
Well, yeah. I mean, Grant had a couple tough calls, and he ended up fouling out, and that's the first time we played without him for a while. So, I mean, but we were able to get shots, and Ryan made a good rebound and went to the free throw line, a couple times there at the end and split one for two, and there's, you know, unfortunately that's the difference in the game.
All right, well, obviously with only one game here through the course of the weekend, not the result you wanted, but kids worked hard. I don't think it was a lack of effort, just execution, I guess, in the end.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter wasn't very good, and we found our way, fought our way back into the game, and not every quarter is going to be perfect. We'd like to get a little better than 17-4, but we just got to find a way to make a few more plays.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds for joining us in the post game, regardless of the outcome. And Mike said, another tough one here tonight. Streaks lose two straight to end the Taylorville tournament, and then come back first game of the new year and have a 6-point lead late in the third quarter. Couldn't hang on to it and ended up losing by 2, 47-45. Take a timeout when we come back on the postgame show. Kind of wrap things up here from Effingham and talk about what's ahead for the Silver Streaks in the coming week, both boys and girls as well. 47-45, Streaks fall to Chicago Perspectives. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg falls to Chicago Perspectives. First meeting ever between these two schools. It takes place at the Enloe Center here at Effingham St. Anthony High School. Just down the road from Charleston where the Galesburg girls were playing in their holiday tournament last week. Jim, going to take a look at the second half statistics here. Coach Mike Reynolds talked about, you know, some officiating. We referred to a few things that we thought could have gone Galesburg's way that did not, but when we really start to break down the second half statistics, offensively, Galesburg had some opportunities there that if they shoot better, and, you know, And how many times do we say that? Well, if you shoot well, everything looks great. And they don't shoot well in the second half. You know, just making a couple more shots would have made all the difference in the world, too, as Galesburg ended up losing by two. The numbers are not good here in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really realize it until we looked at the final. I didn't realize how poorly we shot in that second half, 8 of 28 from the field. It's amazing. We only lost it by a couple of points at that rate. We were just 6 of 15 in the third quarter, 2 of 13 in the fourth quarter. And
ouch.
A lot of those were shots underneath the basket. Now, we want to make it known that those were not uncontested shots
right
under the basket. They just really had a number of those were blocks, partial blocks, or,
altered
as I
shots.
Said, or even mentally altered shots. We're putting the ball up in ways that we normally don't.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, putting it too high off the glass, and then it doesn't go down. So, you know, you got to give credit to perspectives. I thought they did play hard, as Mike said. They're aggressive. And the game, I thought, was officiated in a more of a public league style. You know, sometimes we've seen teams from Chicago come to Galesburg and have things called a little tighter, and they're frustrated and walk out with a loss, probably going home thinking, well, I don't understand the officiating. And I think, you know, maybe that's kind of the way we walk out of here today. Similar scenario, feeling like, well, if it had been called a little more like the way we're used to it, we might have got a win. But bottom line is you can't get outscored 17-4 in the first quarter very often and expect to win.
And the other aspect of the second half, I had perspective shooting 9 of 16
yeah.
from the field. They had 3 three-point attempts, missed all of those. But, okay, so that's a good percentage, obviously, 9 of 16. And I don't think that's a discredit to Galesburg's defense by any means. I thought, you know, I thought they made the Warriors work really hard for those shots, and they converted. And then on the flip side of it, 9 of 16, that's a good percentage. Galesburg ended up with 12 more shots in the second half than Perspectives did.
Yeah, and still couldn't get the
still
win.
Still couldn't win.
Perspectives, I looked at their rebound count. I thought, my goodness, they had 10 defensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. And then I looked at our shooting and thought, well, yeah, there was a lot of missed shots to be grabbed there. So, yeah, it's... And the turnovers, like the rest of the game, they kind of came in waves. One team would have a problem with them, then the other team. And I showed us with only two turnovers in the second half. Is that possible? I must have missed a few.
And they were back-to-back.
Yeah.
They're in the fourth quarter. That was it. Yeah.
And, again, we had 9 turnovers in that first quarter. 9. No wonder we were so far behind. But, you know, again, to the kids' credit, they worked hard. I thought the coaches made the adjustments they had to get
yep.
us back in the game. And to be up after three quarters was amazing. But, you know, I think most of us in here felt like we were going to go ahead and take the ball game, and then to have it turn around again at the end was one more wrinkle in this that we didn't see coming.
Take a final timeout here on the postgame show. Galesburg falls 47-45 to Chicago Perspectives. We'll wrap things up from Effingham after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everybody knows New Year's resolutions don't work. The best way to make this year better than last is to change your environment. It's Steve Lakus with Lakus Ford Dodge Ram. I'd like to help you start a nicer, newer year with a nicer, newer car. Why spend hundreds of hours in a car you hate when you can upgrade your car and upgrade your life with a newly redesigned 2013 Ford Escape? This is an SUV that can get you up to 33 miles to the gallon on the highway. With Farm Bureau and Ford Credit Cash, plus 3 payments on us, you'll save $2,500 or more now at Lakus. Even if your credit is bruised or busted, even if you owe more than your old car is worth, my For the People credit approval program is the nicer way to own a newer car because I want to say you're approved. I'm Steve Lakus, and I'm a car dealer for the people. These are some of the most generous deals we've ever made. Leave last year behind and get started in style. Stop out for a test drive today or see our entire selection online now at Lakus.com.
Tax title, license, stock, fee, extra, with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At the St. Anthony High School shootout in Effingham, Robinson defeats Madison 68-54. Galesburg falls to Chicago Perspectives 47-45, and an old nemesis is on the floor ready to take the next game. The Wooden Shoes, Teutopolis, will battle Mount Vernon in the next game. Last time we saw T-Town, they were losing a doubleheader to the Galesburg girls and boys at Charleston a couple of years ago over the holidays. So, but they're just as strong as ever.
That was one of the great nights in Silver Streak basketball history, I thought, to be able to beat T-Town in both boys' and girls' title games on the same night. I'm not sure. Maybe there's another one somewhere over the course of time that ever pulled off that feat. As great a tradition as Tutopoulos always has
That's in right.
basketball at both the boys' and girls' levels.
And they were certainly strong that year. The boys, I don't think, had lost a game up to that point. And the girls, I'm not sure, had lost more than one game if they didn't come into that one undefeated as well.
So. An interesting note, too, looking at Tutopoulos, they have an overachiever because Devin Falby is 5'10.5" and made the roster. We were talking at the Charleston tournament that their shortest player, that was 2-3 years ago, 6'1". Well, this is the only guy on the team under 6 foot this year. This is just a tall community. It's just a community of big people. And they're always, I mean, somebody called them the clones. Somebody I was talking to that had played against Tutopoulos said they're just, every year they just have a lot of players that very similar looking, you know, across the board. And they're just a traditionally strong basketball school, not just because they're tall, but because they do the fundamentals well, and they're just always well coached.
Well, speaking of people who do some things fundamentally well, we've got one tonight who's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yes, and happy to give that award even in a losing effort to Ryan Carl, who was just really solid today on both ends of the court, offensively especially. Without Ryan's contribution, we don't even get close in this one. His career high in points, and so an easy decision to go with Ryan Carl today as our Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So a reminder, Galesburg girls basketball coming up Monday night against IVC in a non-conference game. Jim Lee and Eric Gibson with a call on that one. Galesburg boys get back into action on Tuesday, also at John Field Gymnasium, that game against Dunlap in the first game of the Galesburg Martin Luther King Tournament. Galesburg girls again next Thursday. Galesburg boys next Friday. Galesburg girls two games next Saturday. Have I missed anything, Jim?
Yeah, now the following Saturday there's four games, two for each. So we are in the about to go into the throes of the busiest part of the basketball season here as we get towards Martin Luther King. But the beauty of it is most of those games on the home court.
It'll be nice to be home for a while,
yes,
for sure. And Happy New Year to all of you. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. A tough loss to Chicago Perspectives here at the Effingham St. Anthony Shootout, 47-45. For Ashley Blake at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Effingham.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Oh, just a little further.
Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.